Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Going to start things off after the break with Doug Jones. Oop, quarterback at Arkansas. Now, he's the creepy actor. He's not personally creepy. He just plays a lot of creepy roles, okay? Dutch director Roel Reyna. He has a new movie called Classified. In Dutch, there's a lot of and people think that's in German, but that's more ach, right? Schwach and ach. In Dutch, it's like to say hello in Dutch, you go, and then to say goodnight, you go. All right, I might be wrong. Ed Werder's going to join us at 10:40 Pacific. He's Werder Ed NFL. That's his Twitter. And I think it used to be Ed Werder ESPN before they got let go. But Werder, that means someone else has Ed Werder. You know, and I know that's like, I remember when Twitter came out, like, Townie says, I have to get Townsend Radio. Someone asked Chris Townsend, or a guy named Pat Morrow was working here. He goes, I have to be Radio Pat. Someone already has my name. There was a guy named Rick Tittle that when I was on Sirius, he sent me a song. He's a country singer out of Duluth. His Twitter is Rick Tittle 2, number 2. So bless my old intern. I forgot her name. I helped to get her a job at NBC. But anyway, I don't remember anything. She said, do you want Twitter? And I went, no. She goes, well, I got at Rick Tittle, and here's the password if you ever need it. And then I went to 95.7, and my boss says, if you work here, you have to use Twitter. And I was like, oh, okay. So somebody else is like, I'm Ed Werder on Twittle. Twitter. My email address for a good 10 years was kenstabler@americaonline.com. Yeah. I'm sure he loved that, too. All right, come on back on Byline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at the fat ass losers or freaks. You look at me!
Rick Tittle will fight anyone listening to this.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show the very talented and unique actor Doug Jones, and he is here to promote a bunch of stuff. He's all over the place. He's in Nosferatu, a symphony of horror that'll be available on the 18th on Apple TV. What We Do in the Shadows, Season 6, he reprises his role as the Baron. And also, that's on FX, and also Hocus Pocus 1 and 2, streaming all October on Freeform. And Doug, I think a lot of people don't recognize you in your normal skin, but do they look at you kind of weird and say, wait a minute, were you the guy? How many people figure it out?
Right. It's happening more now than it used to, because I've been doing... In recent years, I've been doing so much more press with my own face, and they can marry my face to my characters I've played over the last, 38 years. So I do get stopped in airports and gas stations and every so often, like, hey, excuse me, are you Doug Jones? It'll happen. But, so I never cause a mob scene, so it's quite manageable and quite lovely when it happens.
What about, like, Comic Cons? Have you done that? I mean, I would imagine people would be, like, bowing at your feet at those things.
Okay, that's where I play pretty big. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I love the Comic-Con circuit. I do the conventions all over the country, all over the world, really. And to me, it's a great venue to meet people who've been watching the things I've been doing all these years. And they, when a line forms at my table, and one by one, people want to tell me how much they love me, love the work I've done. I can't hate that at all. That's really a lovely, lovely weekend when that happens.
You know, of all the things that you've done, Pan's Labyrinth is the one that really sticks with me, and it always makes me feel a little bit sick, and I frown when I think about it, but in a way, I think that's what they were going for, right? To just have that lasting effect of just, ew.
Well, different people have different reactions to that one. It is truly a piece of art that makes you feel, that makes different people feel different things, right? So that director Guillermo del Toro's magic, though, he often makes movies that audience, no matter where you're at, you find something in his movies that you can, like, relate to and take from. And if it's an ooh, but you're drawn back to it, that means it's an ooh with a little bit of hope and redemption to it, hopefully. I hope that's the answer.
Yes. Definitely not for little children, despite the title. Yes.
No, so, they say fairy tale, but they don't mean that. <for kids. laughs>
Let's talk about What We Do in the Shadows. There's just so many brilliant people in that. And that's got to be so fun and a creative way for you to play the Baron in that.
Oh, my gosh. Playing Baron Afanas in What We Do in the Shadows has been the joy of my life. It's just a recurring character on this series, but going into season six now, it's had a long run. You know, television nowadays is running shorter, so to get six seasons out of a show is great. And to be a character that was only supposed to be in one episode at the very beginning of the series and now has lived on recurring through all these years, that's a huge compliment to me that the show had me back again and again. And I get to play this goofy, overdone, broad, comedic version of like a Nosferatu, sort of, which is like sort of the dichotomy of playing Nosferatu in a remake recently, and then now also doing a goofy version of him in What We Do in the Shadows all these years. I got to play both sides of the vampire world. One, like the true gothic darkness, and the other is the let's make fun of vampires, which is what We Do in the Shadows does. And for those who haven't seen the show, it's like The Office, but with vampires. So you've got a mockumentary crew following everyone around and interviewing these doofus vampires. As the Baron, I sent my minions over to the New World, North America, to conquer it. And they never made it out of Staten Island. So that's the premise of the show. and then I come to check up on them, and I never make it out either. So it's like I'm there, and we're none of us are smart. And that's the fun of it all.
No doubt. Well, let's talk about Nosferatu, A Symphony of Horror. This is a black and white indie remake from David Lee Fisher. And when I think of this Nosferatu, I think of sort of, you know, this Klaus Kinski-esque, you know, just creepy as hell, long fingernails. How did you sort of play it?
Right. Very much the same. Yeah, we went back to the original silent film from 1922 where Max Schreck played the title character of Nosferatu, also known as Count Orlok. And reprising that role, but with new actors. The whole cast was new actors, but with a green screen element to every scene of our movie that was then filled in with original footage from the original silent film. But ours is a talkie with sound and a musical score, and that's why we weren't done in black and white, so we could blend in with the old movie when they were composited together. So it is a definite homage and bow to the original in honor of it. And the dialogue and the sound kind of does help flesh out the silent film that you saw before. It's scene for scene the same story, but with dialogue that actually helps define that story a little bit better. And this is, by the way, this is not to be confused with the other Nosferatu that you might have seen advertised coming in at Christmas time, mm-hmm. starring Bill Skarsgård in the same character I'm playing. Even though he's younger, hotter, and more famous than me, ours is still going to be okay. I'm excited for both, honestly.
Actually, I just saw in that Presumed Innocent, I don't know how hot he is anymore. But anyway, that's for everybody else to decide. I mentioned too, Hocus Pocus 1 and 2, you play Billy Butcherson, and this is, it's hard to believe it's been over 30 years now for the original.
Gosh, right.
And I don't know, I'll just throw this in as kind of a non sequitur. I remember a couple years ago, I met a kid who was about 10 years old, and his mom said, he's obsessed with Hocus Pocus. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good movie. And he's like, no, he has to watch it every day. And I don't know if he had some sort of issue. Nothing against Hocus Pocus, but the kid literally watched it every day, Doug.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I can't blame the kid for that. If you're good, right, I'm glad it was one of my movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've heard this from fans around the world about Hocus Pocus. They don't save it just for Halloween time. I hear it's a year-round watch. And it's only grown in popularity. When it came out in theaters in 1993... It kind of bombed because it was up against a whole bunch of summer blockbusters, and it was like, it wasn't Halloween yet, and it wasn't really quite time for that. So we thought, oh, well, that's the end of that. In 93, we didn't know what the home video market would become and streaming wasn't even a thing back then. So now it's been a part of people's collections on VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, 4K, and now streaming on Disney Plus all the time, and now airing every year on Freeform Channel like it's doing now. So that's what brought back, that's what gave it enough attention to get a sequel made in 22 when we did Hocus Pocus 2, and I got to reprise my role of Billy Butcherson again, the goofy zombie. And so now that's why now it's kind of special that it's playing as a double feature on the Freeform Channel all month. So it's the first time Hocus Pocus 2 has been on broadcast TV. So very exciting.
Last question for you. I know that, you know, you've studied mime, and I remember Lorraine Newman's been on a couple of times, and she actually studied with Marcel Marceau in Paris. But my question for you is, I had a mime troupe the other day I was interviewing, and they said, well, we sing and dance. That's a different type of mime. And now, I am not a mime expert, but deep down I'm thinking, that ain't mime.
That does sound kind of contradictory, doesn't it? I would agree. Oh, gosh, I'm a big fan of Lorraine Newman's, too. And the kind of mime, yes, I'm more of a grandchild of Marcel Marceau. The fellow who taught me was taught by Marcel Marceau. So we come from that old school, wear the white paint on your face with the black lines around the eyes, and don't say a word, but do it all visual communication.
Yes, everybody, it's Doug Jones. He's everywhere, actor Doug Jones on X or Twitter. Always great having you on, my friend. Let's do it again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Hey, coach.
Yes.
Why don't you quit so we can get us a real coach?
Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show filmmaker Ruhl Reyna. He has a brand new film from Sony Pictures and Saban Films entitled Classified, starring Aaron Eckhart. First of all, Ruhl, welcome to the show. I know you're from the Netherlands, and what part are you from? Are you like Harlem or Amsterdam, Utrecht? Where you come from?
No, good morning. Yeah, no, I was born in Eindhoven in the south, but I lived in Amsterdam many, many years. But now I live in Los Angeles and work in Los Angeles and live there.
So were you Ajax, PSV Eindhoven, AZ Alkmaar? What was your team?
Yeah, officially I'm PSV, yeah, because that's Eindhoven.
Yeah.
So that's the one, that's the stadium I went and watched some games, and yeah.
Think about Bobby Robson there and a young Ronaldo back in the day. They had some good players. Romario was there.
Yeah, well, I was there with the Kerkhoff brothers.
Yeah.
They were very famous at the time, yeah.
All right, well, let's just talk about soccer. Now, let's talk about this film, because the plot... is that Aaron Eckhart is a hitman for the CIA operating alone, but something goes a little bit awry. Tell us about the plot, please.
Yeah, no, then this girl shows up, and she knows everything about him and tells him that basically whatever he thinks he works for the CIA, it's not true. And it's all a lie, because he works for something else for 10 years already. So he doesn't believe her. He starts investigating, and something is fishy about the person that gives him all the assignments. So together, they team up to go to Malta and to figure out what is really going on behind the curtains. So that's the movie.
How is it when, I mean, everybody wants to go to Hollywood and make it, and it's hard enough for an American, so for to come from Holland and make it all the way over there, I mean, were there times when you thought, like, you know, it'll be cool just to make, you know, local films in Eindhoven, but when did you, like, realize, like, I'm going to hit the big time here?
Yeah, it was tough, you know. I live now 20 years in America. So in the beginning, it was very tough to break through. But I made some movies in the Netherlands that won some awards, and they were picked up by Lionsgate to sell to the world. So that was kind of my ticket into Hollywood. And then it is very hard work to keep that going, you know. And for me, the first 10 years, I told everybody, I told my agent and my manager, I believe in the 10,000-hour rule, right? If you want to be a prof soccer player, you have to play for 10,000 hours if you want to be good. You know? So I wanted to be on set and make a lot of movies. So the first 10 years, I directed a lot of prequels and sequels and straight-to-video movies like Dead Race 2 and Dead Race 3 and The Marine 2. And during the process, I made 2 movies a year, made 20 movies in 10 years, and I learned my craft. So the last 10 years, I could make more bigger and more important TV shows and movies to kind of, you know, what I learned I now can really execute.
Very good. So Abigail Breslin is also in this movie, and I think we all remember her as a child actress in Signs and Little Miss Sunshine. She was so good, but I remember a few years ago I saw her in that Matt Damon movie, Stillwater, and she is such a good actress. I mean, that is a great get to get her in this film, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we were very lucky. And also very lucky because she wanted to step out of her comfort zone, you know? Here she is like a badass action. She did some really great stunts and shootouts. And so it was really great to see such a wonderful actress, you know, coming into a movie like this. And then it brings a lot of energy to the scenes, you know. The banter between her and Aaron Eckhart is just wonderful and gives the movie a really good heart.
And then, of course, like, you're not even done there because you have Tim Roth. And I just think about, like, all the different characters he's played. He's one of the most iconic English actors. And I remember I saw him in Made in Britain. And I think he was a teenager when he made that movie. And but now, I mean, he can do any accent. He can play anything. It's that's another great addition to the cast.
Yeah, and he also brings a lot of things to the movie, you know, because he plays a villain, but he doesn't want to do a traditional villain, you know, he wants to do something new and different. And I remember that I had like a few minutes and I shoot a lot of stuff that is not in the script. So I came with this idea of him walking through this horse's stalls and with a gun in his hand. And I told him, you're going to walk through here. And then there's this guy standing there, this guard that works for you, and you're going to shoot him in the head. And he was like, because I want to show you how vicious you are. And he said, yeah, that's cool, that's cool. So he was walking, and then he shoots the guy, and then he says, I told you so. And then it's just Tim Roth being Tim Roth, improvising, and it was such a blast to see.
What's that like as an established director when you have, you know, I just mentioned three very accomplished actors, and when they say, I think it would be better if I would do this, do you try to stay on the rails, or is it more of collaborative like that?
Oh, no. For me, you know, shooting a movie is like jazz, you know? So you have like the baseline of a script, mm-hmm. and then we're going to improvise on top of that. You know, they do it, the actors do it, I do it with my shots and the way I'm doing scenes. And I love to do a lot of extra stuff. And when actors are like this, on this level, they kind of love that freedom, you know? So it's like a collaboration, but it's so much fun. And so that's what we did. And all those three actors went for it.
When you think about making a movie like this, from James Bond to The Bourne Identity to the John Wick type of films, I mean, you got to come up with something new because audiences are like, yeah, I've seen that. Is that a challenge to say, though, this is different? This is a lot different.
Yeah, yes. That's something that's my daily worry, you know, because I see everything. I see every movie that's out there. And so you want to do something we never seen before. And so every time I try that, every scene I try that. And I think we succeeded in this movie because there's some crazy things and crazy shots and elements in this thing that are wonderful and unique. And so we succeeded. And we were very lucky with Malta because Malta gave us the freedom to do anything that I wanted. So we could boat chase in harbors and car chase, and we even have Aaron and Abigail running through the streets of the amazing city and
Valletta?
Tourist place. Yeah, well, tourists are still going to the stops and shops, and they're still having coffee while we're doing a gun battle in the middle of them. And so it was a lot of fun.
Last question for you. You say you see everything. You know, comedians have told me sometimes they'll watch other comedians and they'll say, that was funny, that was clever, that was well done, instead of just laughing, because they're at a point now where they're sort of getting analytical. Can you still go into a dark theater with popcorn and just be amazed? Or are you kind of looking at everything now technically as a filmmaker?
No, I can still, the first time when I watch a new movie, I can still enjoy it as an audience. Yeah, I have the popcorn on my lap and I'll watch a movie and enjoy it and love it and feel it. When I then really like the movie, I will watch it the second or third or fourth time. Then I'll watch as a filmmaker and watch like, how did they do this? How did they do that? Why is this working? But the first time I see a movie, I can enjoy it. You know, I saw Deadpool and Wolverine, you know, and I fucking love it. You know, I went for it. I was not a filmmaker. I was just a popcorn sitting audience and laughing my ass off.
All right, there he is, Roa Raina, the new movie Classified, available from Sony Pictures and Saban Films, as I mentioned, with Aaron Eckhart, Abigail Breslin, and Tim Roth. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the film.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
Thanks for being here. Bye.
Not sure about that. I think he said a swear word. I'll have to get. Speaking of soccer, the we got like a minute here. The English FA have named Thomas Tuchel as their new head coach. Now, they've had foreigners before, and Sven-Göran Eriksson from Sweden and Fabio Capello from Italy. This is the first time I've had a German. Won the Champions League with Chelsea. He's been with Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern Munich. He was close to maybe getting the USA job. We'll talk more about USA a little bit later. But it just reminds me of when Jurgen Klinsmann, now this was 1994, but Jurgen Klinsmann came to Tottenham and was doing well, and the headline in The Sun was, literally, the headline was, "He's done what Hitler couldn't. He's conquered England." So I wonder if Thomas Tuchel is, of course, born, you know, more than 30 years after the end of World War II, whether he's going to have these type of stupid headlines around his name. But I do think it's a good choice. I think he's a good coach. He is a very emotional guy. I remember when he was with Chelsea and Antonio Conte was the manager of Tottenham, and then they shook hands on the sideline, and then Conte held it for a long time and then started to pull on his hand. You can get a little emotional. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Teams have four attempts to move the ball 10 yards. So if you see a graphic on your screen that says first and 10, that means it's the team's first attempt to get 10 yards.
Be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And you know, over the years, I have interviewed a lot of people from folds of honor, and we're quite happy now to bring in veteran sports reporter Ed Werder. And he's here to talk about how Rockin' Protein has committed a $100,000 donation to Folds of Honor to help those collegiate scholarships. And also a Table of Honor roundtable discussion that Ed moderated as well with three families detailing their impact. Ed, welcome to the show. First of all, how did you get involved with Folds of Honor?
Well, thanks for having me on and explaining the important role that Folds of Honor serves in supporting our nation's fallen and disabled service members and first responders and their families through college scholarships. I first got involved with Folds of Honor last summer at a golf tournament in Nashville, which was hosted by country music star. How come I almost said for God's sake? Lee Bryce. Anyway,
okay.
My bad on that. Anyway, so Lee Bryce invited me, and I learned that day a lot about Folds of Honor and the incredible services they provide. My father was in the Air Force. My father-in-law, who recently passed away, was in the Army. Our son and my brother and a lot of other family members are involved in law enforcement, so it's something that I have a genuine appreciation for. And to work on this Table of Honor project with Hollywood filmmakers, Ashley Avis and her husband, Ed Winters, who are really talented and accomplished filmmakers. And you see that when you see the content that we put together. And you can view that at rockinprotein.com/Folds of Honor, or you can go to my Twitter account, at Werder Ed NFL, and there's a link on there as well. But it was really incredible to sit down with these six people. It was Brody and Joy Renner, a husband and wife, Bob and Miley Vogel, a father and his daughter, and then Marie and Allie McCray, a mother and her daughter. And their stories just really resonated with me. I told them at the end that, and I got very emotional about it, and quite genuinely so, that I interview, you know, I've interviewed people in the NFL at the height of their careers as Super Bowl MVPs or Super Bowl champions, and yet I've never had the same emotional connection in that forum as I did in this one. I mean, just to give you a quick example, Brody Renner is a 20-year SEAL. And he describes how he and six other SEALs were engaged in a firefight in Afghanistan with about 100 enemy soldiers, and he was hit in the chest with a grenade. He kicked the grenade away, and it exploded and left about 300 pieces of shrapnel in his leg. Mm. To this very day, they still pop out periodically. And he was a part, as it turns out, of SEAL Team 6. Which eliminated Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
He was directly involved in that entire operation. And then one other point I'd like to make, Bob Vogel flew 56 combat missions for this country unscathed until he He was flying a training mission in the U.S. on the West Coast at night. The plane went down in the Pacific Ocean, and he was the only survivor. And when the U.S. Coast Guard helicopters reached him and flashed lights down to see where he was exactly, they observed that he was surrounded by sharks, and he didn't even know it. And just, I mean, it was just so inspiring that these people who have achieved so much, who take such risks, who have accomplished so much on behalf of our country and serving the U.S. military, and they have such an enormous sense of humility. And I don't mean to criticize NFL players or professional athletes, but these people don't talk about these kinds of things that they've achieved, and deservedly so, and yet, you know, they get a first down, they score a touchdown, and there's this whole choreographed, you know, reaction to it. So don't mean to criticize them, but just want to shine the proper light on these military people who are so incredibly deserving.
I absolutely agree with you. I remember before Super Bowl 50, I hosted a show with the Wounded Warriors the day before Super Bowl 50 out here, and I sat down with guys who had no arms and legs. The one guy had his face melted off, and he just talked about how this country was worth it. And, you know, you think you're brave. We have no idea what brave is until you meet guys like that.
Yeah. And I mean, they're just incredible people. And like Brody, the person I mentioned who had been wounded by the grenade and was involved with SEAL Team 6, you know, I mean, he didn't even go home when he was wounded like that. He missed, to his eternal regret, 12 combat missions, but he stayed in the Middle East. Mm. And, you know, their families, when you're on a SEAL Team 6 or a special ops unit like this, like, you don't even have regular contact with your family. They don't know where you are, what you're doing, or if you're even alive.
Wow.
And so these people are so deserving of whatever, you know, amounts we can donate or attention we can give them. And again, you can donate to the cause at rockinprotein.com/folds of honor, and you can see the content. You can learn more about these people. You can watch the Folds of Honor table that we held, and it was really an incredible experience to be involved with this.
I would think, too, that you know, like my dad was a naval officer, and at his funeral a few years ago, my mom got handed the folded flag. He's buried in a military cemetery, and you kind of think Folds of Honor, all right, well, that's the end. But that's not what your organization is all about. I mean, it's to help those that are still around, and as I was mentioning, with tuition, right?
Yeah. Like Allie McCray, the daughter, I mentioned her father was a U.S. Army paratrooper whose parachute malfunctioned, and he was severely injured in an event that ended his military career. And eventually he was, you know, hospitalized and passed away after a 14-month hospital stay. And Allie talks about how she became a music therapist and that he was her first patient. And so she's involved now. She got her degree through a Folds of Honor scholarship that she would otherwise never have been able to pursue and afford. And now she's helping all these other people. And she put it so eloquently as we wrapped up our shoot and our conversation when she said, it's, you know, when you invest in these people, you at the end have better citizens. And they go out and influence others to be better people than they otherwise would be. And so it's a multiplying force when you invest in these kinds of people, and then they get to go out and represent you and share their experience and make others the beneficiaries of that.
Very well said. One last question before I let you go, because when I think of you, I think Broncos and Cowboys, probably mostly Cowboys, but is there a point, and I know he's 82, where maybe Steven tells Jerry, don't do that radio show anymore?
Well, one of the reasons Jerry bought the Cowboys in 1989 and took the financial risk that he did, as odd as it seems, it was an incredibly risky venture at the time. And most people actually criticized Jerry for buying the team and paying what he did. He understood that he was going to enable him to appoint himself general manager for life if that's what he wanted. And so that's what he is. That's the role he's chosen. He's not going to give it up. And what happened yesterday is a direct result of the fact that he wants credibility and recognition for his achievements as a general manager 30 years ago when they won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. All of that credit goes to the players and Jimmy Johnson for the most part. And Jerry wants his share of that. And if you'll give him that, then I think he'll accept the blame for the 30 years that have happened since without them going to a championship game. But nobody will, of course, give him the credit that he wants for the Super Bowl dynasty they created. And so then, therefore, he's not willing to take criticism to the extent that he probably should. And in this particular case, I would just say the point he made explaining his behavior, which was highlighted by him threatening the jobs of the people asking the questions, is that he made a very clear distinction, you know, between independent media, such as myself. I've been here in Dallas since 1989. I've covered the Cowboys regularly since then. And look, as a fair and objective reporter, there have been many times Jerry's disagreed with what I wrote or a question I've asked, and he's confronted me about that. And he's done it to my face, not on the phone as he did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the point he was trying to make that I don't think people are understanding is this was on the team's flagship radio station. It was an appointment, a show he does every week with these people. And so while he might have been willing to tolerate questions about his competency as a football man from someone like me or from fans, as he said, he didn't think it was appropriate coming from people who have signed a partnership agreement with him to be the Cowboys' official radio station. And, of course, now those people are trying to promote that and take advantage of and exploit this dialogue. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I don't know their partnership agreement. I don't know if Jerry could get them fired or have them removed from the show. I assume the latter is at least possible. So whether it ends up that way, or it ends up with Jerry making a formal apology the next time they're on, I think either of those outcomes is entirely possible. But it was mostly the manifestation of Jerry being mad at the world about the performance of his football team a couple days after observing on his 82nd birthday his team losing a home game by 35 points, something that's never happened as long as he's owned the franchise.
All right. Great answer, Ed. And one more time, with the website for Rock and Protein and Folds of Honor is?
Yeah, it's rocketprotein.com/Folds of Honor, or if it's easier for you and you want to see what other posts I might have about the football season, you can go to @WerderEdNFL. I posted a link on there, and we'll do so again in a short space of time here. So, thanks to everybody who supports this project, Shamrock Farms, Rockin' Protein, and, of course, Folds of Honor.
There he is, Ed Werder, for a great cause. Ed, great talking to you, man. Let's do it again soon.
You too. I enjoyed it. Thanks so much. Anytime.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes,
oh yeah,
and have a big fine car, oh yes you do now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Thank you very much. My name is Munenori Kawasaki. I'm from Japan. I'm Japanese.
Rick Tittle will fight anyone listening to this.
All right, thank you for that. We got some Smashing Pumpkins right now. No, we don't. All right. We have another hour to go. We're going to have J.D. Sharp, Chris Gotti, Lorenzo, and Christy Jacobson. United States 7-game winning streak against Mexico ended last night in Guadalajara. The men's national team lost 2-0. Raul Jimenez, the Wolves striker, with a brilliant free kick from 25 yards out. Zach Steffen didn't play. Weston McKennie, Ricardo Pepi, Marlon Fossey, Christian Pulisic went back to Italy. So it didn't have a full lineup. It's still, you know, upsetting to see Tim Ream gift the opening goal with an assist, just rolling the ball to the Mexican players. The Mexico basically played the entire game in our box. But Mauricio Pochettino said, yeah, we feel disappointed, but he just says we ask for patience. He says, I'm still evaluating everybody. Give me some time, and we'll see how everybody is. If you judge him in his second game playing in Guadalajara against a full Mexican team, that victory for Mexico was coming. But it was a brilliant free kick, world class, and the other goal was just a complete giveaway by the elderly, ancient Tim Ream, who should not be playing for USA anymore, in my humble opinion. All right, we got another hour to go. Come on back on Sports Byline.